My name is Nydia Ramos. I'm 16 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I'm speaking with Manuel Ramos, who is my father. We are recording in San Diego, California. Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
I came from Tijuana, Mexico. As far as the experience, I don't really remember much except for that my parents were very excited.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
The most difficult moment was probably starting school over here and just the language barrier.
Can you think of moments where you felt welcomed as an immigrant?
I can't think of a specific moment, but for the most part, as far back as I can remember, everybody was very welcoming of me and my family.
Can you think of any moments where you didn't feel welcomed as an immigrant?
One time, me and my twin brother were driving in our truck. We're about 16 years old, and we were pulled over by a police officer. And so we asked him, well, why we were pulled over? And his response was, well, because you guys are wearing your hats backwards and you look suspicious. Yeah, I guess at that moment, I felt like I didn't feel very welcome. And probably another incident was when I was in my freshman year in high school. It was around 1987. I went to Valhalla High School, and I remember one reporter in particular, Ted Leitner, and we had an investigation at the school for some racist, you know, against some race. They were racist counselors, and there was actually two counselors that were fired by the school district or whoever fired them. That wasn't a warm feeling either.
What was the hardest thing to adjust to in the country?
For me, it was probably the language barrier. I mean, when I came over here, I spoke only Spanish, no English at all. I didn't understand nothing. So I would say it was a language barrier.
What was the most surprising thing about the U.S.?
I think now looking back, I really do think it's opportunity. I mean, here in the United States, I think if you work hard and really put your mind to it, you can really, you know, make a good life for yourself. As far as in Mexico, I mean, it's very hard to make a good life for yourself with all the crime, and not just the crime, it's just not very much opportunity in the workforce over there. So I would just say the opportunity here, you get what you work for.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what it was like?
Well, I grew up in Chula Vista, off of Telegraph Canyon. I still remember that house. I felt like it was a mansion back in those days. It was a two-story house with a nice backyard. I remember we'd always play with the neighbors. Man, those were probably the funnest days, innocent days of our lives. I have nothing but good memories, but yeah, it was off of Telegraph Canyon.
In comparison to Mexico?
In TJ, we had a small house. I mean, there was a lot of us, and yeah, it was a small house. I still remember the bathrooms were not too nice. You know, it wasn't like no nice bathrooms like over here. And just the streets were just all made out of dirt. Yeah, it was not as nice as over here, let's just say that.
When you were little, did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Yeah, I guess, everybody always just called me Cuate, and that's because I have a twin brother, and they couldn't really tell us apart. So everywhere we went, they would always confuse us, and then everybody would call me by my brother's name, so everybody started calling me Cuate. So I guess that just was stuck. That just means twin in Spanish.
Where is your mom's and dad's family from?
My mom's family is from Durango, and actually my dad's family is from Michoacan. That's both way down in Mexico.
Do you, by any chance, remember anything about the areas that they lived in?
We went down there one time that I remember. It felt like it was a lot of like just farming land. You know, the houses were not in great condition. As a matter of fact, they were pretty bad. You know, I remember they're made from plywood and stuff like that. But I do remember, you know, just farming. There was a nice big river right there. But besides that, I don't remember much.
Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents?
Well, the relationship with my mom, I've always been very close with my mom. We talk almost every other day. But as far as the relationship with my dad, it's not quite as good. There's a little bit of resentment there. So I don't really talk too much.
Do you remember a time when you felt close to either one of them?
I guess with my mom, just every time my dad would probably get me in trouble, I remember her being, you know, right there and comfort me, just tell me I could do better or whatever it was, not to take it so hard and just not to be so resentful towards my dad.
Do you remember a time when you made them angry?
Yeah, probably every time I brought my report card home my junior or senior year, they were pretty angry. And when I look back on it now, it's just I didn't take advantage of the education that was afforded to me here. They were pretty angry at those times.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? If there are, can you tell me about them?
I would probably say, how to make tamales. My mom makes tamales really good. And she's tried to show us how to make tamales. But for some reason, ours never come out as good as mom's. But I would just say tamales. She makes delicious tamales, and mine just taste all right.
And is it around like a specific time or?
No, just Christmas. Season. We every year in Christmas we like to make tamales. So I would say it's just like a Christmas tradition.
Did you have any favorite relatives? And if you did, can you tell me why they were your favorites?
That would be my grandma, Camila. She was my favorite. She was really just probably like another mother. Very compassionate.
Can you describe what your grandma looked like?
My grandma was beautiful. She was blonde, big blue eyes. She was very light skinned. She was just a beautiful woman.
Do you by any chance remember any of the stories that your grandma used to tell you as a kid?
Can't really remember any stories. I mean, I know one story about my grandma one time somebody kept crank calling the house, and it happened a few times. She was very upset, and she said, next time they call, I'm gonna say a bad word. I'm gonna hang up on them. And somebody called, and she picked up the phone, and all she said was, shut up, and hung up. And she thought that was like a bad word for her, but my grandma never cursed, so that was about as bad as it got for her.
Can you tell me about your siblings?
There's five of us. There's three boys and two girls. There's actually two sets of twins, me and my twin brother, and then my little brother Augustine and Sarah, they're twins, and then, well, my other sister Elvia, she wasn't so lucky.
How would you describe all your siblings?
I mean, I think we're just all very loving, you know, family first. But my brother Tony, that's the one I'm closest with, you know, I feel like I know what he's thinking all the time. And yeah, it's my twin brother, that's the one I feel like I'm the closest with.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest childhood memories?
That would be when the first time I went to Disneyland, I think, with my family. I was around 8 years old. Man, I still remember that. Disneyland really, really felt like it was the best thing ever. Beautiful. It was just fun. It was something incredible to me.
Can you tell me about one of your worst childhood memories?
I would probably say around when I was like 10 years old, we went to Yosemite Park, and you know, we were all walking around, and then we went into this, what was it, like a river, kind of lake river, and the water was really cold, and I remember right when we got there, I stepped in there, and I didn't even feel it, but I must have stepped on something sharp, but yeah, my right toe was almost hanging off. Yeah, that was a pretty bad memory, because after that, we went to Magic Mountain, and I just spent the time at Magic Mountain on a wheelchair, because I had stitches on my toe, so I would say that was about one of the worst memories I have.
Are there any childhood friends you want to tell me about?
Otis Taylor is probably my best friend. It's probably the first friend I ever had. We talk every day. I mean, we're always there for each other. If he needs something, I need something. Yeah, he's probably like the only guy I could really say that's my best friend.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
Well, we all think about, you know, meeting the woman of our dreams, but I can really say that I did meet the woman of my dreams. We've been married for 17 years. Yeah, she's the perfect woman for me, and she's giving me beautiful children and just a lot of happiness. I feel very fortunate.
So would you say that your life turned out just as you imagined?
I would have to say it turned out better. I could have never imagined being this happy and just having such a beautiful family and just supportive.
Can you tell me how you met your wife?
I met my wife through a friend, Francisco Villalpando. Actually, me and my wife were both friends with him, and that's how we met.
What do you love most about your wife?
Besides how beautiful she is, I just think she's very caring. She's very smart, hardworking, and probably most importantly, I think she's always pushed me to do more than even I thought I could do. I think she's very motivating, and she's just a really beautiful person.
Was there a moment when you knew that she was the one?
Yeah, at first when I met her, I mean, I thought she was like a cool person, and we got along all right. But a few weeks after that, I saw her at one of my friend's house, they were having a party, and I started talking to her there, and we really hit it off that time, and man, we had a great time together, and right there I knew, you know, oh, this is the one for me.
Can you tell me about some of your happiest moments together?
probably the happiest moment together were probably just when she gave birth to my beautiful daughter right here, Cassandra Ramos, and her brother, Leo Manolo. Yeah, those are moments I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Can you tell me about some of your most difficult moments together?
I would say probably when my grandma and my dad Lupe passed away. We were just both, you know, just very close to them. We always talked to them. Man, those were probably the most difficult moments we went through when they both passed away. It was hard times.
Can you tell me about any favorite stories you have from your marriage about your wife?
I remember one time we were in Rosarito, in Mexico, in Rosarito. You know, we went down there for the weekend. We had with a bunch of friends. We had a few drinks, and we were playing catch with the football in the pool. And when my wife says, "Oh, throw the ball to me, throw me the ball, throw me the ball." And I look at my friend, no, don't throw the ball. She's not going to catch it. And there he went. He threw the ball, and that thing bounced right off my wife's forehead. It was pretty funny. I mean, I remember that to the day because I could see the ball still going through her hands and just hitting right off the middle of her forehead.